The first phase of the development was to put up close on 4,000 signs along the 2,500-kilometre route. So we have a route, and we put some money into some big projects like Sleeve League and Malin Head will be next. But this phase that we're launching today, the second phase, is all about slowing the visitor down. We don't want people just to drive on the road. We want them to get off it. And so we're investing about $3.5 million in about 190 what we would call particularly scenic spots along the route. About 40 of those are in Donegal. And we're erecting a number of what we call interpretive panels that will tell the visitors something about the place where they are and the stories that are nearby. And we're also going to erect what we call a photo marker. So we try to pick the most scenic point that you can take a photograph. And we want people, the visitors, to do that. And we want them there to share that in social media because that's going to be very powerful. There's no doubt this has been a particularly good season for tourism right across the country. Virtually every county is experiencing an uplift. But at the end of the day, there's about 500,000 visitors to Donegal every year. You could split that half domestic, half overseas. We'd like to see more overseas. Mm. And I think the season's too short. We need to try to lengthen that season as well.
Because tourists come here, they come well prepared for the weather. They're not expecting anything else. So, I mean, the weather's not necessarily an excuse. The problem is the Wild Atlantic Way has got people up the west coast from the airports based in the south of the county, but how do we, or south of the country. But how do we get more visitors, those landing into Dublin, those landing into to other major urban areas, to travel to the northwest? What can you do in that regard from a full Ireland perspective?
Well, there's two things. I mean, there's more development we have to do along the Wild Atlantic Way. It's not just about a road and it's not just about signs. We've got to give people greater things to see and to do. But on the demand side, there's a very specific segment of the market that is attracted to what we would call the northern part of the Wild Atlantic Way, from Donegal down to north of Galway. We call them the great escapers. They're kind of young. They want to get away from it all. They don't want to be in cities. They're not really interested in finding out about historic sites that you'd find maybe down in Waterford or Kilkenny. There is a specific segment that we need to invest more in, and you'll find them in Britain. You'll find them in Germany, France, and North America. And I think we're going to see more of that taking place now.
But you think we have the foundation there to do that now? That's really what we've done so far.
I think we have. And, you know, there is a chicken and egg. You get more visitors in, you'll get more investment in the industry, you'll get more bedrooms being invested in, and then you can absorb more tourists. Because just want people coming to Donegal on day trips.
Of course. Are you concerned about the rising hotel prices and the first impression overseas visitors are starting to get to Dublin now? Because, you know, it can have an impact on rural areas like Donegal, where we're still offering superb value compared to Dublin. But there's a problem here. We could price ourselves out of this recovery, tourism recovery.
I know you're very right, Greg. I mean, for a start off, the Northwest is probably got the highest value for money rating in the country, and we have that officially on stats. We have a particular challenge in Dublin at the present time, Dublin city centre, where we have a shortage of accommodation and a supply and demand, and prices are going up. Now, it's been masked at the moment because, as you can imagine, you know, just like if we go into Derry or Strabane to shop, you go in with a euro budget in your head. When somebody from Britain comes to Dublin, they come with a sterling budget. Mm. And this year, their sterling's going an awful lot farther. So they're probably not seeing the increases in the price.
To some extent.
It's been absorbed. Yeah. And so I would caution that we wouldn't want to get carried away with the exchange rate, because it doesn't always stay the same. It can come back the other way. But there is a concern that Dublin could become a barometer for prices everywhere, which wouldn't be
That's unfair. Fair.
That's very, very unfair. But there will, you know, the market will correct itself. There will be investment in Dublin and the market will level out.
About investment in Donegal, a lot of talk about Malin Head. Malin Head, obviously, a key part of the whole country, indeed. But the facilities up there require investment.
They certainly do. I mean, I was up there with my wife early in the summer as well. I mean, it's a fantastic facility to have, resource to have. You know, it's getting over 100,000 visitors as it stands. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a bit, it's kind of precarious. I mean, the day we went up there, there were two girls from Holland in the car in front of us, and they were pulling in to let a car by, and they went off the road. You know, so we need a way of
access,
managing
car absolutely, parking yeah. facilities. Yeah. Is that the role of Fulcher Ireland? Not solely, or
well, everything we do on the Wild Atlantic Way here in the county, we do with Donegal County Council, yeah. and they're wonderful partners. There's no two ways about that. And Malin Head is next on our agenda. That's what we're now looking at, because I think there's tremendous scope to grow the visitors there. Absolutely, but you have to manage that. You know.
You can't destroy it with development to accommodate extra.
No, yeah, no, and we wouldn't be allowed to do it mm-hmm. because it's a sensitive area of conservation. But there's ample area up and around that destination to put in the proper parking and the support services that people can get to it and enjoy it. And we want them to stay longer there too. Mm-hmm. You know, we just don't want them to get out of the car, have a look and get back.
Or start a walk from there.
Or start a walk.
Or a cycle. Yeah. So when do you think some work can be done, some more work can be done on Malin Head? I know you say it's a priority, but I'm not going to ask you to put a month or a day on it or something. But I mean, are we talking maybe for next season or...?
Well, there definitely will be work done in the next calendar year. What we're working on at the moment with Donegal County Council is an overall plan for it. Mm. And we're putting through the financial assistance to them to help them to do that. And we'll be with them every step of the way.
Miles Gallagher is moving MIVA forward. Can you put your headphones on a second, Sean? Miles, the Wild Atlantic Way, you see it as a great success.
I certainly do. Well, first of all, Greg, I'd just like to say that I'm chairperson of Moving MIVA Forward, but I'm not Moving MIVA Forward. You're giving me too much credit there. But
by association, yes, then. Go ahead.
Overall, yes, we would certainly see it as a great boost to tourism in this part of Donegal. We're here in the Carrigart, Downings, Glen, that whole area, and I suppose stretching out as far as Fannet Lighthouse, obviously. An important part. So the numbers are up. That's what everybody is telling us. Have a small B&B ourselves here, and that's what's happening with ourselves. We probably had the best year since 92. So that's what's happening. But as well as that, I think a very important point is the spin-off after that. We had a workshop with Fáilte Ireland. We actually had two, where we took 50 people from the area that's involved in tourism together, and the idea was to try and see where they could progress their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three fantastic ideas came up that have been acted upon already. The last workshop we decided, right, you go now, you're going to be busy for the summer, go and think about what you might do with your ideas that you come up with. And they have worked, for example, like Nuts, Tweeds and Downings have decided to put in an area whereby they can show the public, take them on tours and show them where the material is made.
Yes.
A second one